There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket, or fighting a mummy, or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane!
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all! So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all!
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Prepare to feel the wrath of Buford.
Don't bring that smack talk around here. This is my house.
Technically, it's our garage.
She's on a roll.
No girl has ever beaten Buford. Watch and learn. It takes a highly trained eye and a quick wrist to...
To score like that, Buford?
Hey, I wasn't ready.
Stacy, what am I going to do? Jeremy's coming over to take my picture for his photo class.
So what's the... Oh.
Yeah, you think he'll notice? This is the worst bad hair day ever. I'm officially freaking out. I'll call and cancel.
No, wait. Just wear a hat.
Yeah, a hat. How's this?
Well, your hair looks better.
Yeah, but the strap is cutting off my... I'm gonna need something stronger.
All right, this is the tiebreaker.
I thought the last two were.
Nah, it's this one.
Tell you what I'm gonna do, Buford. I'm gonna take this ball and I'm gonna hit it into your goal in one shot.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely. And you wanna know the funny part? There's nothing you can do about it.
Bring it. You missed.
Wait for it.
What about this?
Ain't that how it works, Buford?
Wow, nice foozing, Isabella.
Thanks.
You guys are making such a racket that I can't focus. And I need time to fix my hair, because when Jeremy gets here, I don't want to be wearing this stupid...
Hey, Candace.
Hello, Jeremy.
You look sporty.
Oh, you like it?
Well, that's perfect. A sports shoot.
Well, that didn't really count, because it's just a dainty little girl's game.
It could be the biggest game in the world, and girls could still beat boys. Biggest game in the world. Did you get that, Phineas?
Yeah, we're on it. Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today.
Great! It's boys against girls. And to give you a fair shot, I'll even take Shrimpy here.
I am honored.
So, who's on your team?
Candace, can you be on the girls' team with me?
Isabella, I'm a little busy right...
Perfect. Real action shots. Oh, you'll look great.
Really? Okay, I'm in.
Hey, where's Perry?
There you are, Agent P. Sorry about the stairs. Our elevator maintenance guy is on a corporate retreat with our slide waxing guy. Anyway, our intelligence tells us that Doofenshmirtz has been shopping around for a show dog. We need you to infiltrate the pet store and uncover his evil plan. Me, I'm going home early. It's taco night.
So those are the official rules for the F Games. Any questions?
Yeah, why are they called the F Games?
Yeah, why is that?
F, for Ferb.
Oh! I do have a question. If I miss the third shuttlecock with my rubber chicken, does Buford have to jump over the chokecherry bush before or after the girls finish peeling their tangerines?
After! Oh, man, pay attention. You're embarrassing me.
All right, then let's get out there.
Big.
Don't wanna hear no smack.
points for recycling. The girl's score is now the square root of pi, while the boys still have a crudely drawn picture of a duck. Clearly, it's still anyone's game.
Yes, I'm looking for a purebred show dog.
Well, we have various award-winning breeds to choose from.
Oh, what about him? He's perfect. Oh, yes. Coochie, coochie, coo. You are Dr. D's precious little puppy, aren't you?
Sir, I'm not even sure if that's a dog.
Oh, don't try to wheel and deal with me. I get a big alimony check every month, so money's no object.
Oh, well, in that case, he's $10,000.
You, coochie, coochie. You are my little coochie, coochie. You are my ticket into the Danville Dog Show. And together, we will make them pay for all I have suffered. Back when I was just a little stumpo, my father came home with a brand new Spitzenhound puppy that he won in a game of Pokey Goosen with a stick. My father said the dog was like the son he never had and named him Only Son. Only Son became an award-winning show dog, bringing my father fame and fortune, while I was forced to be the lawn gnome. You remember that story, right? With my neighbor Kenny? I don't have to go through... Okay. So... To recap, my entire fragile self-esteem is totally dependent on your performance today at the dog show, but, you know, no pressure. And don't worry about your lack of training and experience, because I have an ace in the hole. This! The Misbehavinator! It does what the name implies. Watch this! Bad dog! Nothing can stop us now! Hey, what was all that about? Perry the platypus! I'm very embarrassed about all that coochie-coochie-goo stuff. Wait, wait! Where are you going? Bring back my misbehavinator!
And now for the tiebreaker event. Giant foosball! Get ready to fools!
This is so my game.
But didn't Isabella beat you at this earlier?
Quiet, you!
Ready, Candace?
I feel like a kebab.
I too feel a certain element of kebabism.
I said quiet, you! Let's play!
There's the first ball!
I feel this may not be the best way to block a shot. Clearly I was wrong about that. That was most effective. Ah! What?
Candace Box, the ball is up.
Candace.
It's going. It's going. It's going.
Oh, my.
Oh. Ah! Oh. Isabella, I have feet, too, you know.
Sorry, Candace.
Suddenly, I am not feeling so fresh.
Looks like we've reached the all-important fruit level.
The what?
Looks like the final ball is drifting lazily into neutral territory. Folks, we may be looking at a draw.
Oh, no, we're not.
Buford, no! That would be cheating!
Boys, rule!
From the jaws of defeat!
She's Candace!
Wow, Candace, your hair looks great!
Really?
That was a great game. Come on, be a good sport.
Like I said before, losing to a girl doesn't count. What I meant to say was, I had a wonderful time. I guess you were right. Girls are just as good as boys. Thanks again. Woo-hoo. TF Games rock.
That was completely out of character.
Minor,
3, 2, 1.
Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun.
The next F Games will be even better.
Yeah, but much better is when Mom sees this.
Look at that thing. I'd just like to see you try to get rid of that before Mom...
Hey, kids. What's new?
Nothing, Mom. Absolutely nothing is new.
Well, your hair sure looks new. I like it.
Thanks. It took a lot to get it this way.
Oh, there you are, Perry.
Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
My Candace, what's got you in such a good mood?
Jeremy just asked me to go play croquet with him in the park.
Okay, well, be sure to be home in time for the barbecue. We're going to be watching Chameleon's comet fly past the Earth.
A comet? Cool.
It only comes round every 73 and a half years.
We'll be barbecuing steaks for the whole neighborhood. Why don't you bring Jeremy?
You had me at steaks.
Why is it called Chameleon's comet, Dad?
Chameleon's comet was named after an ancient Danville astronomer, Augustus Chameleon, who discovered the comet.
It's also been said that if you wish on a comet, your wish will come true.
Wow. Come on, Ferb. I know what we're going to do today.
By the way, where is Perry?
Agent P, sorry to disturb you, but we have an emergency. We've just been informed that all stakes in the tri-state area have disappeared. This has Doofenshmirtz written all over it. Go lay your smackdown on him, Agent P. The fate of the world rests entirely in your hands.
What? The fate of the world?
Welcome to our telethon. If you're just joining us, your dollars are helping us to find a cure for, anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Goodness me, that sounds dreadful.
Oh, it is. It, makes you look pale and weak like this young lad.
Whoa, dear, the poor thing. Look at that. Wait a minute. Anti-disestablishmentarianism? That's more of an ideological stance than a disease, isn't it?
Ah, well, look at that. Seems they've just found a cure. Thanks to all the viewers who donated. Bye now.
Honey, you ready to go?
Yeah, sure. Hey, did you know they've just found a cure for anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Great. I can finally take off this puce ribbon.
Hey, Candace.
Hi, Jeremy.
You remember my little sister, Susie.
But I thought it was just going to be us.
Well, my folks asked me to keep an eye on Susie for the afternoon. Who's my favorite girl?
I am. Would you show me how to play croquet?
Well, sure thing, kiddo.
Is this pie homemade?
Yeah, my mom made it. I'll go get some plates out of the picnic basket.
Well, tell her that it's just...
Candace, what happened?
I don't know.
Wait here. I'll go get a towel.
So we meet again, Candace Flynn. There's only room for one girl in Jeremy's life, and that is me. And here he comes now. Jeremy!
Here's the towel.
Sorry about the pie, Jeremy. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's okay. You want a soda?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Here, take mine.
Oh, thank you. That was really...
Candace, there's some street performers over there that... I'll go get another towel.
These are the blueprints for our giant observatory, Ferb. First thing we need is a lens. Cool. Hey, Ferb, new hairdo, check it out.
Hey, Phineas, what you doing?
Ferb and I are building a giant observatory to watch Chameleon's comet tonight.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
We're gonna put on a laser light show, and as a grand finale, we're gonna laser our faces into the comet. That way, when it comes back in 73 and a half years, we can all show our grandchildren. Oh yeah, my parents are cooking steaks for everyone.
You had me at our grandchildren.
What?
Steaks! You had me at steaks.
Okay, we need to get 10 T-bones. No steaks? Oh dear, let's try Uptown.
So, you want to see those street performers?
Sure.
I'm going to go grab some snacks. I'll meet you over there.
Okay. Come on, Susie. Let's go. Susie? Susie?
Here you go. Oh, there's plenty for everyone. Well, hello there, little girl.
Hello. Can I have some nuts to feed the squirrels?
I'd love to, but I only have one left.
Give me the nuts! Thank you.
Susie? Susie, where are you?
Now somebody, anybody, everybody scream!
There's squirrels in my face!
girl's got some serious squirrels in her pants.
There's squirrels in my pants.
Tell me what's making you jump like that.
Can I hear bee squirrels in my pants?
Ain't got no chickens, ain't got no rats.
Can I hear bee squirrels
in my pants?
S to the I to the M to the P, then maybe you can be moving like me. Step right over and watch me put it down.
Squirrels!
To the P.
Well, you got that comb water in your pants.
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
How can I qualify for government grants?
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
Hypnotize me, put me in a trance.
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
Got an in Florence, living in France.
She can't see the
squirrels in my pants.
Step right over and watch me put it down.
Squirrels! Squirrels!
Step right over and watch me put it.
S to the I to the M to the P.
Wow, she had actual squirrels in her pants.
We just got served.
Doofenshmirtz Sable Incorporated!
One moment, please.
Perry the Platypus,
what are you looking at?
Oh, these.
Yes, these are my latest invention, steak specs. I came up with the idea after your last little visit. With these on, you don't have to constantly hold a piece of steak to your black eye. See? See? I plan on mass-producing these. I'll make millions! Let me show you. I've stolen all these steaks in the tri-state area, and I keep them here in my steak containment unit, or SCA for short, or maybe it should be SCU. I'm a little on the fence about... Wait a minute, what are you doing? Oh, that's just a giant heat ray in case I want to do something evil later.
Why don't you stay here with Susie, and I'll go buy some ice cream?
No. You stay here. I'll go buy the ice cream.
Oh, man. We got served again.
I'm going back to culinary school.
Here you go. All they had was fudgy bars.
Candace, what happened?
There are so many of them. The horror!
Maybe you should sit down. So what happened again?
Are you okay? I have something that'll make you smile. I want you to meet Mr. Chippy.
Get that sick creature away from me!
Candace, it's okay. It's just a squirrel.
That's not the one I'm talking about!
What happened to her?
But these violent mood swings are probably a sign of deeper emotional imbalance.
What?
Bubble!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Observatory! Step this way, please. Single file line. The laser show will begin momentarily. Please, no flash photography or cell phones. Thank you. All right, Ferb, that's everyone. Kill the lights.
Space. It's really big. It's filled with planets of all shapes and sizes and millions of shiny stars. Space has also got huge comets soaring through it, including one named after the ancient Danville astronomer, Kermillion.
What's going on? Phineas?
And now, behold, Kermillion's comet. Commence laser engraving sequence.
Phineas! You guys put your face on a comet? Ooh, I'm telling Mom!
Good idea, Candace. She's gonna love it.
Wait, you're not trying to hack into the ray gun system, are you? Wait, what am I worried about? You'll never guess my super secret password.
Doofalicious. Access granted.
Okay, that's enough.
System overload.
This should be fun.
Wow! Bird, take it easy with the lasers. Remember, we still got an 8:30 show. Can I have everyone's attention? Please don't panic. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Calmly head towards the exit in a calm, orderly... Okay, now you can panic. Herb, what's happening? That was so cool!
Now that I'm looking at the sign, I think it really does look more like school. Not this school!
Oh!
Come back here, Betty the Platypus, come back!
Ooh, something smells delicious!
Curse you, Betty the Platypus!
I can't believe we drove around the whole city and couldn't find one steak.
Mom! They used a laser to carve their faces in the comet!
Candace, I don't see anything.
No. You could only see it from their observatory. Come on. See?
Well, I don't see an observatory.
Sorry, everyone. We looked all over town and we couldn't find any steaks.
Oh, man,
I even brought my own plate.
At least we can all enjoy Chameleon's Comet together.
Yeah, before it disappears for another 73 and a half years.
Just wait. When I'm 88, you will be so busted.
Actually, you'd be 88 and a half.
Whatever!
So, honey, make a wish.
I wish we had steaks.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be honest. I didn't think that would work.
I did not bring a plate. I thought they would be provided.
Dude, we keep getting served.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it.
Candace, are you okay?
You mean you came over to check on me?
Of course.
Oh, there you are, Perry.
So, that's Chameleon's Comet. Did you make a wish?
Yes.
And did it come true?
It just did.
Ooh, you got back home water in your pants.
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
How can I qualify for government grants?
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
Hypnotize me, put me in a trance.
S-I-M-P, squirrels in my pants.
Got her name Florence, living in France.
She can't see the
squirrels in my pants.
Step right over and watch me put it down.
Squirrels!
Step right over and watch me put it.
S to the I to the M to the P.
Wow. She had actual squirrels in her pants.